IllbeHonest.com.
What would you say to those who are looking for a feeling, or they've got some sin they're trying to let go of? That's stopping them coming from Christ.
Well, the New Testament never tells us to feel anything. It doesn't even use that word in the context of salvation. Our minds must know the facts. If I know I'm a true sinner, and I know I can't save myself, I must be persuaded that these things are true, that they're facts. And my mind, as well as my heart, must embrace the truth. We shouldn't look for feelings. Feelings can be deceiving. Feelings can mislead us. If we're looking for feelings and we don't have them, then we think that we still need something else, or we're trusting in that. So feelings mean nothing. Emotions mean nothing. They can mislead us and deceive us. And so they're not important. Now, oftentimes they will come. Oftentimes they will accompany salvation, or they will accompany true conversion. But they're not necessary, and no one should look for those or be dependent on feelings to trust Christ. All that's needed is that we know in our hearts we're a true sinner and we truly need a Savior. You can be persuaded of that, and that's a true feeling in your life and in your heart, but it necessarily doesn't mean emotions. All that's needed is for our to truly know of our need for Him, and that's the basis upon which we come. Don't trust feelings. We can look away from any feelings and trust the Savior.
What about someone who's holding on to a certain sin that's stopping them coming from Christ? What would you say?
Well, any sin, any particular sin, can have us in bondage, whether it's pornography or lust or greed or love of money or an adulterous relationship or religious pride. It doesn't matter. One sin can keep you out of heaven. One sin can put you in hell. And so Paul said to the Thessalonians, he spoke to them about how they had turned from idols to serve the living God. We must turn from our sins, which means if a person has come to the place where they know the gospel is true, they know Jesus Christ is the only way, they will either hold on to the sin that they love the most and lose Christ and perish, or they must relinquish and lay down and turn from that sin to be able to embrace Christ. You cannot have Him and your sin. So the important thing for such a person to realize is, do I love my sin so much that has me in bondage? Do I love my chains, the bondage that it brings, that I would rather have my sin and hell for eternity than freedom and Christ for eternity? Which is wise? Which do you truly want? Are you willing to love your sin and embrace it and not let it go and let it take you to hell for eternity? You need to see that your sin cannot save you, it cannot satisfy you, it can only destroy you. And yes, you love it, but you've got to recognize it for what it is. You cannot hold on to it anymore. You have to count the cost. There was a young man in the New Testament who believed that he was upright, that he was good, that he kept the commandments of God. But he loved his riches. He loved his money. And because he was very rich. And Jesus told him that he had to give it all to the poor and come and follow him. And the man went away very sorrowful because he could not give up his money and follow Christ. And so if you have a sin that you're holding on to, forsake it. Turn from it. It will not satisfy you. It will only destroy you. You must see it as an enemy to your soul, whatever that sin is, that you might be able to embrace Christ. I would say be honest with God about that and tell Him, I have this sin that is in my life. I have this thing that I love that I don't want to give up, but I know Jesus is real. Cry out to God for mercy. Ask Him to work in you and begin to pray about that and be honest with God. That would be the beginning place.